The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is a marvelous surprise to be able to celebrate the Corpus Christi on this Thursday. I expected only to be able to celebrate it on Sunday because that's what our custom is in America. But here in Portugal, they still preserve the observance of the celebration on Thursday. And so we just found out walking down the steps to the sacristy. The readings are marvelous. The first reading from Deuteronomy is very apropos to finish off our pilgrimage. Moses said to the people, "Remember how your God has directed all your journeying. Remember how our Lord has directed this whole pilgrimage. Soak it up, especially on the plane trip back home. Take notes if you haven't been taking notes on the way, because the Lord, we've taken in so much. It's easy for it to get all jumbled up and for us to just barely remember faint things here and there, like in a dream, you know? Because when we get back to our normal life and we get back to our normal busyness and we think back to the pilgrimage, it may sometimes be like trying to recall from a beautiful dream, and you're trying to capture all the wonderful moments and graces that took place. When we journal, it's similar to the spirituality of the Jews, where they remembered. Remembering was a way of making present again the blessings of God in order to give the Lord thanks for his mercy which endures forever. To sing forever of the mercies of the Lord, as the psalm says and so many Carmelite saints echoed, especially Saint Teresa. To sing forever the mercies of the Lord means we're calling to mind the good things he has done. In the spirit of gratitude, not in the spirit of clinging to the past, but building on the past as we move into the future. And so as we move into the future of going back to our normal life at home, we return different than when we came. Of course, there's a lot that stays the same, but it's been accentuated, it's been elevated, it's been anointed, it's been transfigured, it's been purified by the pilgrimage. And so we go forth from here in this centenary year of Fatima in Portugal. We go from love to love. We don't leave the Lord behind in order to go back home alone, but we bring the Lord with us. And the Lord, who has done great things for us on this trip, will continue what He has begun to build that up in us at home. So that way there's a continuity. There's a continual action of grace, that what has started here will be for the sake of a new harvest at home, developing what He has inspired and encouraged us along this journey. In Deuteronomy, when Moses was speaking about how God directed all our journeying in the desert, he was talking about the difficult times that they had to face. And he reminded them, "Do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of slavery amidst a desert of seraph serpents and scorpions, a parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock and fed you in the desert with manna." There are times in our spiritual journey, having led up to this pilgrimage, where it may have felt like we were in a desert, parched and waterless, surrounded by serpents and scorpions. And yet, the Lord, from the most unlikely places, will bring refreshment, will bring wisdom, will bring encouragement and strength. The Lord fed them with water from where? Where did the Lord bring the water out of? A rock. Hello. Waters don't come out of rocks. When's the last time you saw water coming out of a rock? What does that tell us? It's a biblical symbol that we're so used to hearing that it could easily just go right over our heads. We miss the message. Water out of a rock. Or honey out of a rock. In other words, in the very place where it might seem to be lifeless, spiritually speaking, the most parched of deserts, there's nothing to drink, there's just a bunch of rocks and dirt. From the most unlikely places, God can bring His presence. Jesus can be there. Jesus can be there from the most unlikely places. Like a little funny occurrence, like last night, we go to that little reception area to have our farewell party. And we're going to go bless the articles. And we're going to bless all the sacramentals this final day. And who do I look up just before the blessing? Lecrae! Lecrae's on the TV screen. Lecrae is a Christian rapper, but he was on a channel that has all the other kind of rap too. And that kind of rap, a lot of the other kind of worldly rap, has just the most filthy, ugly, worldly, seductive, sinful stuff under the sun. And in the midst of that desert, parched from the spiritual life, in the midst of that rock of worldliness, Lecrae shows up. And the water comes forth, and he's preaching the blessings of God. Then after that video goes, and then here comes back the rock. God's presence can be in the most unexpected places. And God's presence is always there to surprise us and to speak to each of us according to the ways, the unique, charming ways that we alone have associations to. In other words, nobody else might make any sense of who cares. Nobody else Lotus Lecrae. Nobody else could care less about Lecrae. But God knows how my connection is with Lecrae and what he represents to me. And so God speaks to us according to our language, according to the uniqueness of how he's been present in our past every step of the journey. and how he speaks to us in according to our own language, according to who we are and where we come from. And he's always there to speak to us and to surprise us and to build us up. But the way he's always there most and best of all is in the Blessed Sacrament. In this Eucharistic presence that St. Paul proclaimed in the second reading, and he talks about the body and blood of Christ as being a true presence. And the point that comes out to me the strongest is it's all about participation in Christ. Participation. Participation in Greek is koinonia. Koinonia. That's another word for communion, fellowship, divine intimacy. Participation, sharing in the divine nature. Jesus in the gospel, the big John 6, when Jesus just bombastically drops the bomb of this teaching on them, and it really was a bombshell because a lot of disciples stopped following him. It was just too much. They couldn't wrap their mind around it. It sounded like cannibalism. It was a scandalous teaching. They thought he was crazy, and they left. And what did Jesus say? Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I should have been more mindful of your sensibilities and been sensitive to all of your stuff. No. He says, this is my radical love. If it's too much for you, I'm sorry. You can go on about your business and be Christian in your own way. But this is the full gift of who I am as Christ and how I want you to receive me and be filled with me as a Christian. And so Jesus says, as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. In other words, as Jesus shares in the Father's glory by nature, so we will share in the Father's glory through Christ by grace. This is a participation, a koinonia, sharing in the divine nature. To prepare ourselves to receive the Blessed Sacrament on this Feast of Corpus Christi, let us give thanks to the Lord for his great mercy. For our intercessions, we will do them in silence. Please remain seated.